tied two more trees to two more cars. Glad I brought my guns, Smith and Wesson.
You're crazy.
We still need to buy a few more gifts for tonight. How much money have we made at the bake sale, Gwen?
$32.
Oh, good. Now we can get the pink tricycle and the Legos. Luke, would you run in and tell Mr. Carmichael?
Sure. Legos and a tricycle.
A pink tricycle.
Pink? I'm not carrying around a pink tricycle!
Pardon me. Could you assist me, please?
At your service. What do you need?
Have you any Douglas or Hemlock furs?
I unloaded some this morning.
Walk this way.
There you are, Jacob. I was wondering where you went.
I've been tying trees to trunks. It's been a busy day.
Hey, I have a question about Christmas trees. Why do we decorate them anyway?
I can answer that one. My family's been growing evergreens for 3 generations. First of all, evergreens are the only trees that stay green all year long. It reminds me of the everlasting life we can have in Jesus.
And the tree points up to heaven. That's why we put a star on top.
And if you decorate a Jesse tree, like my family does, you can hang ornaments on it that can remind you of the events in the Bible from creation to Christ's birth. Oh, and one more thing. I almost forgot. We hang our Jesse tree upside down.
What?
Upside down? Why would you do that?
Because it points down. Jesus came to earth for us. My dad always says our Christmas gift from God was not under a tree, but on a tree.
I just thought of something. Jesus paid it forward for us.
I like that. Yes, Jesus did pay it forward for us.
Hey! I know a song about a Christmas tree.
We know that one, too.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, I can top that. Hit it, boys.